Hearing all these tricks to making a soundtrack spooky inspired me to try and compose my own chilling theme for this episode. Of course, there's one problem. I have the musical ability of a tone-deaf donkey, so I enlisted some help.
Hi, my name's Anthony. I'm a composer.
Anthony's scored film music in the past, and he's also done a piece for us, you might have heard.
I have you loud and clear.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
I got Anthony on board to see if we could use the science of fear to compose the world's most scary soundtrack.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
I dropped by his composing studio, which turned out to be a laptop with some nifty software installed.
And that just helps me get all the tracks together, so you can choose lots of different instruments and mix them together on different tracks.
Okay, so we can have all the instruments we want, but the only one I can actually see here is a keyboard.
Exactly, yeah. So everything that goes through the keyboard can be outputted as any sort of sound that you want.
Right, okay. So how do we start?
I think we should probably start with some sort of low bassy note. So let me see if I can find one then.
So this would be representing the sort of big unseen menace.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, not quite right.
There's other little sort of sounds. So if I do a really low note on this instrument, it does this sound.
Ooh, like
so it sounds like an insect. Exactly, yeah.
I think we should use that, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So we could mix those two bass notes together. So we could have that one as a sort of underlying bass tone or drone type thing. Have the insect coming in now and then.
So we're getting a plot to our film as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Maybe this could be some sort of killer insects or something.
So now we've got a plot to our movie soundtrack. I'm sure most filmmakers come up with a plot before the soundtrack, but hey. So next we need some of those high clashing notes Janet was talking about.
Perhaps we could have something like, we use violins, which are used obviously in quite a few film soundtracks and film scores. We could get something like this.
Am I going to get sued for copyright?
Yeah, maybe. So obviously that's a well-known sound. That's just using the tritone.
Ah, the devil in the music.
Exactly, that's the one. So that's sort of staccato violins. We could also do something like, let's have a look at this. And one thing we can also do with that, there's a sort of pitch bend pedal here that I can use to make it go. So you said other sort of high sounds. We can have sort of a pizzicato violin, which is quite often used to give a creepy, another sort of insect-y kind of feeling, I feel. Like that.
And oh, then, I like it.
Yeah, so that can also go in the background and then can have it going low to high. To sort of build tension.
That's the insect creeping up the wall.
Yeah, exactly. You can also have a few other sort of more electronic instruments. Those sort of strange sounds.
So that's quite noisy.
Yeah, noise obviously is a good way of making people feel uneasy because it doesn't sound nice, basically. Filling the score with noise is a good way of making a person feel on the edge of their seat.
Anthony Baggett there. And we'll see if his completed composition gets you on the edge of your seat in a moment. Now, all those tricks we were using, science may have provided an explanation for why they scare us, but as Hank Davis put it, directors and writers aren't going to the science channels to make their movies.
They simply know, and they know because they're human. The same stuff scares them as scares the audience, so they can just intuit the sort of things to put there.
But maybe science can help give us the creeps.